From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. intelligence officials are bracing for the release of another scathing report. The President's Intelligence Commission has spent the last 14 months scouring classified documents and interviewing high-level officials. Their goal, to provide the definitive account of what went wrong with pre-war intelligence on Iraq, to assess the quality of U.S. data on current threats, such as Iran and North Korea, and to consider the merits of the recent intelligence reform legislation. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is with us now. And Mary Louise, when this report is made public tomorrow, what are we going to learn? What are the headlines likely to be?
Well, this report covers a tremendous amount of ground, as you indicated. I think the most interesting part will be on current threats, on Iran and North Korea. And the news there is pretty depressing, according to officials I've spoken to who've either read this report or been briefed on it. They say the problem is very similar to the problem in Iraq, that the key failing appears to be a lack of human intelligence, a lack of spies on the ground. One member of the commission, Republican Senator John McCain, has been on record saying, we don't know that much more about Iran and North Korea than we did 10 years ago. So the news is grim, and this report is expected to lay out the problems, to recommend some fixes. One proposal, for example, that I'm hearing is to create a new National Non-Proliferation Center, which would coordinate efforts across U.S. intelligence.
What about Iraq? Do we learn anything new there?
There's apparently a tremendous amount of detail on Iraq in this report, which makes sense because this commission was formed in the first place when it became clear that we were not likely to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that created a public outcry. So this report reviews the intelligence on a number of things, from Iraqi unmanned aerial vehicles to a source named Curveball, or nicknamed Curveball, I should say, who we now know the CIA never even interviewed, and yet information he provided became the basis for statements from numerous senior U.S. intelligence officials as proof of Saddam Hussein's WMD programs. All of these things that I've just mentioned turned out to be flat out wrong, turned out to be unreliable, faulty intelligence. So we'll hear more detail on that. However, a lot of this is ground that we've already gone over. As you know, Michelle, that we've had a number of reports on the pre-war intelligence on Iraq from the Senate Intelligence Committee, from the Iraq Survey Group. It's not clear to me, and we haven't seen the report yet, it's due out tomorrow, but it's not clear to me how much new we're actually going to learn on that front.
Well, we mentioned that this commission will also advise the president on how to implement that intelligence reform legislation that was passed last year. What specific recommendations are we likely to see?
Well, I think that will be interesting because there are so many questions about this intelligence reform legislation and how it will play out. What I'm told is that this report will emphasize encouraging dissent, setting up new ways, for example, for analysts, if they disagree with the prevailing wisdom, to register their views, and to make sure that those dissenting views get channeled up and so that senior policymakers hear when there's disagreement on a certain point. So hopefully there will be some fresh ideas in there, particularly for lawmakers who are aware that there's some mushy areas in the legislation they passed last year and are trying to figure out what exactly they need to do to fix that and to move things forward.
So it looks, though, one way or another, these reforms are likely to see these reforms as a result of this report.
I think that we will see further reorganization. And I have to say I'm hearing some consternation about that. The bottom line is everyone in the intelligence community wants to get things right. But they have already made a lot of changes. They made changes after September 11th. They made changes after the September 11th report came out last summer. And I'm hearing a little bit of what you could probably call reform fatigue, of people saying, all right, guys, let's pick a plan, let's go with it. But we can't keep reforming and reorganizing every other week.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.